Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Babasa Daf Kufnun. Hey, we are holding on Daf Kufnun, Dalet Amud Beis, four lines from the end of the page. Veha Ipcha Tanan at the end of the line. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and his wife and children, Ali and Nishmas's mother, called the Basimcha Ala Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely, and also by Moshe Kupiatsky in honor of Rabbi Jonah Kupiatsky's 90th birthday. Should continue to celebrate many more in good health, and also by Michael Ebner for Rufo Shlema, for Yaakov Ben Runya, he should have Rufo Shlema Besoch Shar Cholei Yisrael. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. First of all, we're in the middle of a conversation about Moda B'Shtar Shekasu, Tzorech L'Kaimo or Ain Tzorech L'Kaimo, that if the Lova is Moda, that he wrote the Shtar, but there's some other reason that cast dispersions on the Shtar. It was really Shtar Shchiv Mira, and now a Mabari, you know, things like that. So Tzaruch L'Kaimo or Ain Tzaruch L'Kaimo? Does that shtar need a Kiyum Shtaros? Or does it not require a Kiyum Shtaros? So that was the conversation we were having for most of yesterday's daf. So today we're going to focus on who said what in the Machlokas Tanayim, and how to make the proper adjustments in all the Marmakomos that seem to say the opposite of what, you know, of who said what in that Machlokas. Then the Gemara is going to talk about how old of a child can sell Yerushas Aviv, can sell the land from his father's Yerusha. And that's going to lead us into a discussion of a sris, of at what point we assume a person is never going to physically mature, but nevertheless we assume he has mental capacity as an adult. And once we're talking about having mental capacity as an adult to be involved in Mekach u'Memkar, the Gemara is going to talk about if a child shows extraordinary business acumen, do we adjust the minimum age for selling Nechsei Aviv? That even though he's quite precocious, and he seems to be very, very good and understands the ways of Mekach u'Memkar. So are we going to allow him to sell Nechsei Aviv at a younger age than we otherwise would? Once we're talking about determining the das of a person, the Gemara is going to tell a story with Rava determining whether someone had enough das to sell his father's Nechasim, and that story actually serves as one of the major marmakomos in Shas that the poskim use to discuss the das or the halachic standing of developmentally disabled people, because Gemara doesn't really talk about that. Gemara talks usually about a shota. Shota means a deranged person, as I do with someone who's developmentally disabled. So that story that we're going to have at the end of the daf is going to be one of the major marmakomos and shas, one of the few, perhaps only marmakomos and shas that actually relates to developmentally disabled people. So says the Gemara as follows, or people with special needs. So says the Gemara as follows. So the Gemara says, how could you say that according to the Chachamim, Moda B'Shtar Shekosfo ain't Tzorich L'Kaimo, and Rabbi Meir holds Moda B'Shtar Shekosfo Tzorich L'Kaimo, that in fact is the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? But didn't our Mishnah say V'Chachamim Omrim Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya, that the Chachamim say that Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya, and if the Nekudas HaMachlokas in our Mishnah is as one of the suggestions we said yesterday about Moda B'Shtar Shekosfo, it turns out that the Chachamim are the ones that hold Tzarech L'Kaimo, meaning if you follow it along, if that's the machlokas happening in our Mishnah, then the Chachamim are the ones that land on the side of Moda B'Shtar Shekosfo Tzarech L'Kaimo. So says Gemara Epuch, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to switch the names of the Tanaim in our Mishnah, that the Chachamim are the ones that say that the Mekabli Matana are correct and they win, meaning again, the case in our Mishnah was that someone gave a Matana, the Mekabli Matana say, okay, good, it's ours now, we get to keep it. And the one who gave the Matana said, no, I'm feeling good right now. I gave that matana while I was a shchiv meira. I was a matna shchiv meira, and now I'm healthy. Now, and therefore the matana is invalid. So the chachamim are the ones that say that the mekabli matana are correct and not hamotzi mechavera lavaraya, and that you do not need to be mekayim the shtar because he was moda b'shtar shekasfu. So ein tzarich lekaimo. That's the sheet of the chachamim. And Rabbi Meir says, no, the mekabli matana need to bring a raya. What does it mean to bring a raya? To be mekayim the shtar. They need to do a kiyum hashtar. Why? Because moda b'shtar shekasfu, Sarach l'kaimo. So that's the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir, and we flip the shitos as they appear in our Mishnah. So frankly, Gemara Vahatanya, but didn't we have the price in Ksubas Daf Yudches that Edim that come to apostle the shtar by saying, yes, we did sign that shtar, but we were ketanim, we were anusim, there was some reason why you cannot trust it. So the din is that since the Lova himself was Moda that he wrote the shtar is Mukuyam, they the Edom can't go and passel such a star according to Rav Meir. And the Chum say, yes, they can go and passel the star. So apparently Rav Meir holds Modu B'Shtar Shekasvo ain't Sarach L'Kaimo, because it's already a Mekuyim, the Edom can't undo it. And the Chachamim disagree with that. So says Gemara, Epoch, switch that one also. Meaning we have two Mar Mekomos in a Mishnah, a Braisa, where it seems that they say the exact opposite of what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us they say. Just flip them both. Rabbi Yochanan is really correct, and flip both the Braisa and the names in both the Braisa and the Mishnah. So frak the Gemara Vaha, Rabbi Yochanan Raya Be'edim Ka'amar, but when Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish had a machlokas about how to understand our Mishnah, that the Shita in our Mishnah, whichever opinion it was, now that it's that's confusing, but the Shita in our Mishnah that said that they're going to need to bring a Raya, Hamotzi Mechaver Alav a Raya, we had a machlokas in yesterday's daf, that started yesterday's daf, what kind of Raya do they need to bring? So Rabbi Yochanan said, not Kiyum Shtaros, Raya means Raya Be'edim, that you need to bring, the Mekabli Matana need to bring Edim, that the Nosein Matana was a healthy person at the time of the Matana. That's why Kiyum Shtar is not enough. So Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are not arguing about Modu B'Shtar Shekasvu. And now we're saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is about Modu B'Shtar Shekasvu, right? Meaning, if you're going to say that Hamotzi Mechaver Alav Raya means Kiyum Shtaros, so then there's a Machlokes. Do you need Kiyum Shtaros? Do you not need Kiyum Shtaros? So the Machlokes is about Modu B'Shtar Shekasvu. But Rabbi Yochanan himself is the one that said that Hamotzi Mechaver Alav Raya doesn't mean Kiyum Shtaros. It means Edim. So then they're arguing about something else entirely. So that's the Gemara Epoch. Yeah, we should also switch the Shitos of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in terms of what the Raya is, whether the Raya is to bring Edim or the Raya is to be Mekayim the Shtar. That Reish Lakish is one that says that the Raya is to bring Edim that he was in fact a Bari, and Rabbi Yochanan is one that says that the Raya is a Kiyum Shtar, so that in fact is the Machlokas in our Mishnah. So once we switch around the names of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in the Machlokas that we discussed yesterday, Lema Lepuch Nami Tiyufta L'chara, we also have to switch around the names in the question that we asked, that Rabbi Yochanan asks on Reish Lakish from that crazy story in Bnei Brak, right, where they wanted to dig up the grave in order to prove that the person was a gadol or not. So Reish Lakish asked. The way it should be, it's that it's not Rabbi Yochanan that used that story as a raya against Reish Lakish. Now that we flip the names, it must be Reish Lakish that's using that story as a raya against Rabbi Yochanan, because the kasha is that from the Maisa in Bnei Brak, it sounds like that the raya has to be be'edim. Now that we flipped everything around, Reish Lakish is the one that says that. So it seems to be that it's approved to Reish Lakish. So says, no, that we don't have to flip. Lo, you don't have to flip the names in that kasha. It could be that it's Rabbi Yochanan challenging Reish Lakish from that story. But we misunderstood the nature of the challenge, meaning we misunderstood the kasha and what point we were trying to bring out of that story. And here's how it should really be read. Hachi ka amarle, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. This is the kasha Rabbi Yochanan is asking on Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that in the Maisa Shayim Bnei Brak, the case was that the Lukuchas, remember the story was that a guy had sold Nichsei Aviv, the Lukuchos, and then the guy died. So the family members of the guy said that sale didn't mean anything because he was a katan. So he didn't have the right to sell. So the Lukuchos said, well, what do you mean? He wasn't a katan and he sold it to us and we have a shtar, it's ours. And so at some point, somebody said, one thing that was unclear that we went back and forth on yesterday was, who was holding on to it right now? Who was holding on to the stuff? Who was holding on to the lechasim? The other thing that was unclear was, who was asking to dig up the grave? Was it the family members? Was it somebody else? So those are the factors that we're going to play with right now. The story in Bnei Brak was that the Lukuchos were muchzak in the Mechassim. The Bnei Mishpacha were the ones that were suing, right? The Lukuchos had the Mechassim. The Bnei Mishpacha were suing the Lukuchos for the Mechassim. So how could it be that the Lukuchos ever got to Nechasim in the first place. The raya is not from the ensuing conversation. It's from, how did that become the default, that the Lekuchos got these Nechasim? Well, Bishlam Aladidi, I understand very well, according to my approach, Rabbi Yochanan says, Tamina Raya B'Kiyum Ashtar, that I hold that the Raya that they have to bring is a Kiyum Ashtar. So I said, meaning in our Mishnah, that the case in our Mishnah, that the Mekabli Matana only need a Kiyum Shtaros, they don't need to bring a Raya that the guy is a Bari. So if the Lekuchos are able to be Mekayim the Shtar, in this case in Bnei Brak, I understand that they would be granted these Nechasim. I understand how they would end up with the Nechasim. So it makes sense how it could be that the Lekuchos got these Nechasim, because when they came to be Tovei the Nechasim from Bnei Mishpacha, and they had a Shtar Mekuyam, even though the Bnei Mishpacha were tainting that the Mocher was a Katan, the Bnei Mishpacha wouldn't be listened to, and the Lekuchos would be the ones that have the Nechasim. But you, Reish Lakish, who say that in our Mishnah, the Raya that you need to bring is Edim, that the guy was a Bari, so in the Maisa Bnei Brak, in order for the Lekuchos to ever get those Nechasim, they also would have had to have brought a Raya that the guy was a Gadol when he sold these Nechasim. So how did these Lekuchos end up with these Nechasim after the Mocher died, when they wanted to be Machzik and Nechasim? Bnei Mishpacha were responding that the Mocher was a Katan, and they didn't have any Raya Be'edim to say otherwise. So it sounds like the only way, the Raya is, how did these guys end up with the Nechasim? Why not just say wrongfully? You know, they grabbed it. You know, they were stronger. I don't know. Something like that. So the Avramah raises that question. Why don't we just say that the Lekuchos were Yorid L'Nechasim? Shelo Alpi Beis Din. Who says that they got these Nechasim because Beis Din told them that they should take these Nechasim, and then someone later came to Rabbi Akiva complaining, we should dig up a grave. No, maybe they just went and grabbed these Nechasim. So the Avramah writes that if that were the case, then the Nechasim would not be considered Becheskasam, because the Karka is always Becheskas, the original Bailim, and Tfisa does not work on Karka unless it's Al Yedei a Beis Din. Now it happens to be other Rishonim disagree about that very point. The Rashbam holds that if Lekuchos or Tofes, even Shalal Pi Beis Din, they become the Muchzak. But that's how the Avramah understands, that in order to become a Muchzak in Karka, it has to be not just be that you happen to be occupying that place right now, but it has to be that you are lawfully occupying that place right now. Then you are the Muchzak. Okay, so now the Gemara says, what was the teretz that Reish Lakish gave to Rabbi Yochanan, now that we know what Rabbi Yochanan's challenge was? So Amalei, Reish Lakish says back to Rabbi Yochanan that even though in the case of our Mishnah, you're right, I hold that the Mekabli Matana need to bring a Raya with Edim, that the Nosin Matana was a Bari at the time of the Matana. But the Maisim B'nei Brak is different. Modin Lach Be'ira de B'nei Mishpacha Telav Yerhu. I'm modded to you that the Lekuchos are Zocha in their Taina, even without bringing Edim, that the Mocher was a Gadol, and the ear of the Bnei Mishpacha can be ignored. It's not a serious ear, and therefore the Nechasim are Becheskas of the Lekuchos. But my Kamri, meaning what, so Reish Lakish explains what's going on. My Kamri, what are the Bnei Mishpacha saying that they don't want the Lekuchos to have these Nechasim? That Katan Haya. They're saying that their relative was a Katan. So we say that's not a Taina, because Chazaka Ein Adam Chasim Nashar Elim Kain Nasa Gadol, because there's a shtar over here. So we have a chazaka. Edom would never sign on a shtar if it was a katan that was the one that was transacting. So you don't do a transaction with a katan. So we have a chazaka that he wasn't a katan. So enochinami, in a normal case where there's some sort of taina, you'd have to bring better than a kiyum shtar. You're going to have to bring a raya that the guy was a bari. You're going to have to bring Edom. But in this case, the taina of the Bnei Mishpacha is a very shaky taina. Their taina is that the guy was a katan. If the guy was a katan, why would Edom sign on such a shtar of a fellow who's a katan? The Ritva writes that this chazaka is not dafka about katan versus gadol. It's about anything that the chazaka is. Edom would not sign on a shtar unless everything was done kahogan, unless everything was done properly. So if there's any anything any taina you want to have on the shtar that something was not done properly, you're fighting an uphill battle, because there are Edom that signed on the shtar. So we assumed that there's a chazaka that if Edom signed on the shtar, they made sure that everything was done properly. So period, that ends that discussion about Modi B'Shar Shekas V'Tzorach L'Kaimo and who held what, and Rav Meir and Lecham, do we flip the Shitos, and Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish, and do we flip the Shitos, but that introduced us to this concept, the story in Bnei Brak at least introduced us to this concept of a katan selling his father's estate. So that's what we move to now. A katan, minatora, ein memkar memkar, does not have the ability to sell. The chacham more misakein, that when he's 6 or 7 years old, or older, depending on how sharp he is, he's able to buy and sell. They did that to say he could be mocher kedei chayev, that he could be able to buy mizonos. That's a sugi in gittin daf nun tes. So that's what we call a katan uzigia laonas. And we only say that if he doesn't have an apotropos to take care of him. So that takana, though, that a katan is able to buy and sell, is only by metaltalin. It's not true by karka. And not only that, they made an opposite takana by karka. Meaning, we're familiar with the idea that a bar mitzvah boy could do anything, right? Once he's bar mitzvah, he's chayav mitzvahs like everybody else. So, but not before that. And once he's bar mitzvah, he's good. So there's one takana that the Sugya and Gittin talks about that before bar mitzvah, he could already transact with metaltalin. When it comes to karka, especially karka that he was yorish from his father, he's not allowed to sell that even well after bar mitzvah until he becomes either 18 or 20 years old. We're going to see different shitos today because there were choshesh that maybe teenagers are teenagers. You know, like a new pair of sneakers is going to come out that he just needs to have, and he's going to sell the family heirloom, the land that he, that has been in his family for 12 generations, because he's a 15-year-old. So, so they made a takana that he can't do that. So, because he doesn't really have the presence of mind or the perspective to be able to know what things are really worth. So itmar, so katan me'emasai mocher b'nichsei aviv. A katan, and again over here, doesn't mean a katan, it means over bar mitzvah, so a young person. At what point can he sell b'nichsei aviv? The Ritva writes, even if he's 13 years old and he has siman le'gadlus, he has a din of a gadol b'kal ha'tarukula, we're calling him a katan, because for our sugya purposes, he's a katan. Now, we're dafka asking about mocher, to sell, he's not allowed to do that until he's 18 or 20. To purchase karka, he could do as soon as he's bar mitzvah, because then you're of the chashash, the daito krove etzel ma'os, which is the chashash that led us in the first place to not allow him to sell, was that we're afraid he's just going to really want cash because he's going to want to go to his favorite concert or something, right? So he's going to sell nichsei aviv. But to buy, buying will allow him to do it already at the age of 13. That's what the Rush points out in Siman Lamed Gimel. Now the Rishonim have machlokas. What about other nechassim? Meaning the question over here is katan me'imasei mocher b'nichsei aviv. Meaning I know by metaltlin he could sell even at the age of 6 or 7. The kol echad lefi chorfei. I know that for other dinei Torah it's at the age of bar mitzvah. And our Gemara is going to discuss whether it's 18 or 20 when it comes to Nichsei Aviv. What about other Nechassim? So the Rashbam's Shita in tomorrow's daf, in Dibra Maskel Vilchsek Rav Nachman, says it's Dafka Legabi Yerusha Sav that they made this takana that he cannot sell. But B'Nichsei Atzmo, they gave him Matano, or he purchased something, he's allowed to sell Nichsei Atzmo. So the Yad Ramah just says that the dinim of other Yerushas is the same as the din of Yerushas Aviv. The reason for the chiluk between the Chassim that he got by Yerusha versus Nichsei Atzmo is because when it comes to Nichsei Aviv, since he was not Toreach to earn it, he didn't earn it, we have to be Choshesh, he's going to sell it all. But whatever he bought with his own hard-earned money, we don't have to be Choshesh for that. And even if it was given to him as a Matana, Mistama, there was a relationship building that he had to invest in order to get a Matana, right? Meaning, Matanas are also not free. Matanas are because a person has invested time in a relationship. So there's more of an investment in things that he invested in. We're not so worried that he's gonna sell because he just wants the cash. But things that he got as Yerusha, Bein Mei Aviv, Bein Mei from his uncle or grandfather, wherever he got the Yerusha, that's where this concern exists. So that is the Shita of the Rashbam and the Yad Ramah, that it's dafka by a Yerusha that we're going to have these special dinim. The Shita of the Rashba is that it says Dafka Binichse Aviv, but that not other Yorshim, only not other Yerushas that he gets. It's only by Nichse Aviv. That's where the Takana was, and it's Dafka Ben, but a Bas who is Yorish or father is able to sell. They only made this Takana by Milsa Deshchicha, and it's most Milsa Deshchicha that the son is going to, that a boy, not a girl, is going to be interested in selling in order to get the cash, and it's only Milsa Deshchicha that one gets a Yerusha from their parent, not that they get from their father, not that they get a Yerusha from somebody else. So therefore, this whole Takana, Milsa Deshchicha Tiknu Bar Rabbanan, Milsa Deshchicha Lo Tiknu, they didn't make such a Takana. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, however, is that it's not Dafka Yerusha. Even things that he was Kona, that he bought himself, he's not able to sell. So three Shitos in Rishonim about where we're making this Takana, that even at past the age of Bar Mitzvah, he's not allowed to sell. Is it only Yerushos versus other ways that he acquired property? Is it only Yerushas Aviv for a Ben? Or is it any property that he acquired? So those are three Shitos in terms of even what the question is in our Gemara. But let's see the question. See, at what point can he sell the nechassim that he got from Yerusha from his father? So Rav Nachman ben Shmona Esrei Shana. At the age of 18, Rav Huna Bar Chinam Amar Rav Nachman mi ben Esrim Shana. At the age of 20. So there is a girsa issue. The Bach and the Marshal take out the words V'hadu Rav Lav Verush Itmar Ela Michlala Itmar. Tosos quotes that there were some svarim that had such a girsa, and okay, that's it's going to be twice in today's daf that we're going to have a question whether to be gores that exact phrase. So it's possible that it belongs in one of the two places and not the other. But anyway, so Masav Rabbi Zeira asks on Rav Huna Bar Chinna that it's only at the age of 20 that he's able to sell. That we know that Maisa Bibnei Brak Be'achad Shemachar B'Nechasei Aviv, our favorite story from yesterday, in the case of Bnei Brak, where a guy was selling karka that he was yorish from his father umeis, and then he died, and the lukuchos were machzik in the nechassim ubo bnei mishpacha, and the bnei mishpacha came, and they had a taina viru lomer katan rei b'shas misa, and they taina that he was a katan at the time that he died, and therefore the mechir is not going to be chal, and therefore we yarshin these nechassim, the lukuchos do not have a claim to them. So ubo v'shalos Rabbi Kiva, so the bnei mishpacha asked Rabbi Kiva, ma'u lebotko, can we open up the kever and search for simanei gadlus? And if he doesn't have simanim, so then he was a katan b'shas mechira, and then we're going to win. Some of them, Rabbi Kiva says, iata rasham l'navlo, you cannot be mevaza the mace in such a way by digging him up. Va'od simanim asim l'shad l'sachar misa. And also, even if you do, you're not going to be able to prove anything, because whatever simanim you find may not have been there at the time that he died. Simanim could change l'achar misa. Now, how old was this guy that they wanted to dig up? Right? Meaning that's what the go. If you're going to tell me that prior to the age of either 18 or 20, he would qualify as a katan. So how old is the guy that we're looking for simanim on to determine whether he was a katan or a gadol? So bishlam l'man d'yamra ben shmona esrei shana. I understand if he had to be 18 years old, like Rava said, that it's he's only allowed to sell nitzay aviv from the age of 18. Hayinu d'kas rav le'mal l'bodko. That's why the Yorshim asked, can we search him for simanim? Because they wanted to prove that he did not have simanei gadlus, and therefore, even though we know, we have a birth certificate, we know exactly when he was born, and we know that he's 18 years old, but the sale wouldn't be valid, because in order for a person to be a gadol, you need to be 13 years old, and have shnei simanim, and have shnei saros, you have to have simanei gadlus, and then Chazal made a takana, not 13, 18, but you still need to have simanei gadlus, you still need to have the shnei saros. So I understand why they wanted to dig him up. They were saying that, yes, we know he was 18 and a half years old, but we taina that he didn't have simanei gadlus. So that makes sense. Eliyam ben Esrim, but if you're going to say like Rav Huna Bar Chinna, that until he's 20 years old, his sale is not going to be binding anyway, so the guy must have been 20 years old. Otherwise, the simanim aren't going to help him anyway, right? Meaning if you hold that once they made their takana, a regular, physically mature 18, 19-year-old still cannot sell Nechsei Aviv. Well, what are they looking for with Simanim? It doesn't matter. He wasn't 20 yet. So it must be that he was 20 years old. Well, Kibat Gled Mayhavi, if he was 20 years old, when they're going to search, when they're going to search for Simanim, what's that going to help? Even if they don't find Simanim, it shouldn't help because he's a Gadol anyway. Vatnan, because the Mishnah says that if, let's say, you have two brothers, one of them is married and the other one, and one of them is married and doesn't have any children, and he dies. And now there's a discussion, is this a Yibum situation? So we have to look at the surviving brother. Ben Esrim Shalavi Shtei Saros, if he's 20 and he doesn't have Shtei Saros, meaning he never physically matured, Yavi Uraya Shu Ben Esrim, the relatives of the Almana bring a Raya that he's in fact 20 years old. V'hu HaSaris, V'lo Cholitz, V'lo Miyabim. He's the Saris that the Torah talks about, that the Mishnayos talk about all the time. If he never physically matured by the age of 20, we don't give up on him yet till he's 20. Once he's 20 and he never physically matured, so that's a Saris and he doesn't need Chalitza or Yibum. So the Almana does not require Yibum. But you see that at the age of 20, you don't need Shtei Saros. You're a Gadol when you become 20 years old. We now say, you're not a Katan, you're a Saris. You're someone who has this physical problem, but the total regular mental capacity, and you have all the dinim of a gadol. So the fact that you didn't have shtei saros is not because you were katan; it's because you're a saris. So what was the bedika that was going on in this story? If you hold that the takanas chachamim was that you need to be 20 years old in order to sell nechsei aviv, because the case must have been that the guy was 20 years old, then it shouldn't matter whether he has shtei saros or not. If he was 20 years old, he's a gadol. So that's the challenge. So says Mar Lavit Mar Allah. Didn't we explain this mission about the Saris, that Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amrav Vusha Noldebo Simane Saris? That even if a guy is 20 years old and he doesn't have Shtei Saros, he's not automatically a Saris. He also has to have certain Simane Saris. There are other other indicators that the Gemara talks about in Maseches Yevamos of what a Saris looks like. He doesn't have a beard, and his hair is very thin and soft, and he has very smooth skin, and his urine doesn't come out in a flow, it doesn't shoot out properly, and when he's Matal Mei Raglayim, it just drips, it doesn't go far, and his Shechva Zera is very clear. It has all these Simanim of a Saris. This guy doesn't have this stuff. He looks like a regular guy, just with no hair, right? So that he doesn't have the simanim of the saris. So therefore, it's not a kasha on Rav Huna Bar Chinna, because it could be that the mocher was 20 years old, but since he didn't have simanim of the saris, he's not a saris. So we need to know if he's a gadol or not. The only way to know whether he's a gadol or not, does he have shtei saros? Meaning we're basically rejecting the premise. The premise of the question was that once a person turns 20, he's automatically a gadol, regardless of shtei saros. Because he's no longer a katan, so now he's a saris. But that's not necessarily true. If he doesn't have simani saris, he could still be a katan until he has shtei saros. So Rava Dekanami, Rava says it's meduyik this way in lashon the Mishnah. Dekatani vuhu asaris. It says vuhu asaris. Lashon vuhu asaris sounds like that it's an additional tanai, not a psak din, meaning that you need to bring a raya to two things. Number one, that he's 20, and number two, that he is a saris, that he has simani saris. But if the Mishnah to say that it's just good enough to bring a raya that he's 20 years old, and then he's automatically becheskas saris, then it should have said harehu saris, right? Not vuhu hasaris. So shemamina, so it must be that Rava's diuk is correct. So frankly, Gemara v'chilo nodulo simani saris, if a person does not have the simanim of a saris and does not yet have shtei saros, ad kama, how old, at what point do we say he's not a katan anymore, right? You have a fully functioning 25-year-old man, full das, everything. He just happens to not have any hair, right? So he doesn't have shtei saros. So how old are you going to still call him a katan? How old are you going to sit him at the children's table at the simchas and stuff, right? When are you going to consider? So Tani Rabbi Chia ad rov shnosav, till he gets to rov shnosav, which we assume, since the pasuk in Tehillim Perek Tzadi says yemei shnosenu vahem shivim shana, that the average lifespan is 70, not even average, probably meant that a good life lifespan, a life, long life is 70 years, because Baruch Hashem, in our generation, long life is a lot longer than that. But since the Pasuk says that that's Yimei Shnosenu, that we could typically expect and hope to be on this earth for 70 years, so Rov Shnosav is more than 35 years old. So once he turns over 35, that's when he's hit Rov Shnosav, that's when he's no longer a katan. The Adrama writes that even though Mikra didn't, he needs to be 36 years old, but it's good enough to be 35 years and 30 days. Because Shloshim Yom B'Shana is Nechshav Kishana. We have that concept in a few different places in Shas, including earlier in this Masechta when it came to Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So it could be 35 and 30 days, but something like that, over the age of 35. When they came to Rabbi Chiya to ask about a person who was not physically growing shtei saros, ikachish, so whenever he would be asked such a shayla, does this person have a status of a katan, a gadol? So if the person seemed to be very weak, amalu livri, he would say we need to give him food and drink and give him nourishment. That's probably why he's not growing hair. The ivri, and if he seemed to be very robust, amalu lechosh, he would say put him on a diet. Let's see, maybe that's why he's not growing hair. Dani simani, because the shtei saros, which are the simani gadlus, zimnen da'asu machmas chishusa, zimnen da'asu machmas briusa. It could be that diet or lack thereof could cause the shtei saros to come. So it could come for either reason, and therefore he would suggest a change in diet in order to be able to see whether we could solve the problem that way. So now the Gemara discusses back to this takana that less than 18 years old or less than 20 years old, you're not allowed to sell nechsei aviv. The 18th year itself, or the 20th year of life itself, is that considered under 18, under 20? Or is even though he has shtei saros, and he's still not allowed to sell nechsei aviv? Or do we assume, no, when we say 18, we mean into the 18th year. When we say 20, we mean into the 20th year. So Rav Nachman Toksman, Kilif Nezman. Got to be 18 full years on this earth, or 20 full years on this earth. That anything less than that is like you're 15. It's like you're 16. Rav Barav Shila Amrav Nachman Toksman Kalachuzman. No, as soon as you're 17 years old and you've begun your 18th year, then you're an 18-year-old. So it says Gemara, Vahadu Rava, that which Rava said, that Toksman is Kalifnezman, Lav Beferish Itmar, Elo Mechlala Itmar. He didn't say it Beferish, we only were able to derive it from something else. He said there's going to be three places where that comment appears in Teza. So Lav Beferish Itmar, Elo Mechlala Itmar. So who Toksman, that young person that's 17 years old, and is beginning his 18th year, Ta'azel Zabin Nichsei went and sold karkaos that he yarshin from his father, Vasil Kameh to Rava, and the Shaila came to Rava to paskin whether it was a binding sale or not. So Amar Lahu, Rava paskind, lo asav lo klum. The mechir is not chal at all. So man dechaza, whoever saw that Rava paskind, that this 17 and a half year old sale in his father's nechasim is not a binding sale, savar mishum detoks man kilif neizman, figured, must be because Rava paskind, that you need to be 18 full years of age, and 17 and a half is not enough. Now, L'chor, it's a little bit difficult because this Maisa does not mention Rav Nachman. So why do we say that Rav said the name Rav Nachman that Toksman is Kilif Nezman? Meaning, when we quoted the Shita of Rav that Toksman is Kilif Nezman, it was Rav Amar Rav Nachman. And now we're saying, Rav never said it. It was just a story that happened. And in the story, Rav Nachman is nowhere to be seen. So it's hard to imagine that the whole way we knew that Rav Amar Rav Nachman said that Toksman is Kilif Nezman is from a story that didn't even involve Rav Nachman at all. So the Rishonim say, Tosa Rash, says it must be that it was Yadua that when Rav was giving this Psak Halacha, it was based on teachings of his Rebbe Rav Nachman. Okay, but that's where they assumed that Rav held Toksman is Kilif Nezman, based on this Psak Halacha that he gave in a Lamaisa situation. So it says Mar Velohi, but the truth is you cannot learn from there because Hasam Shtusa Yiserta Chazabe. It happens to be Rava saw that this person did not have the mental capacity to be making such transactions. Meaning normally a 17 and a half year old can sell Nichsei Aviv. This guy couldn't, because Rava saw that he clearly had issues. Because he was Meshachar Zavadim, and that's Stam, you're throwing away money. So you don't get any Hanah for that when you're Meshachar and Eved. don't even get paid for that. So it's one thing to sell a property where at least you're getting money for it. If he's being mishachar avadim, so he's acting like a shota, so therefore his sales are not going to be binding, even though maybe from an age perspective, he was old enough for his transactions to be binding. The Ad Ramah writes that if you see that he's misnaig b'derech shtos, even if he's 80 years old, is memker, is not memker, and even b'metaltalin. That's how Elias Rabbeinu Yonah writes as well, that even though l'gabe all other dinei Torah is not considered a shota, unless he does all the things that it says in Maseches Chagiga, that he goes at Yechidi Balayli, he's lan b'beis HaKvaros, he does the crazy things. But when it comes to mecher, when we see that the way he handles money is entirely irresponsible, then at any age, his buying and selling does not count. He's not a bar das when it comes to money. There are people like that function perfectly normally with everything else, but are not bnei das when they deal with money. Tosa Rashi, however, says no. He's clearly not a shota. It's only the gabi karkaos that ain't memkaru memker, but the gabi metaltalin it will be memkaru memker. Okay, but the point is that this was a unique situation, and that's why Rava didn't allow this sale to go through. Shalcher of Gidul Bar Menashe. So the Gemara discusses another din about selling karka, about a child, a younger person selling karka. Rav Gidol Bar Menashe asked the following shayla l'Rava. He sent the shayla to Rav Ilam. Then Rabbeinu, Tinokas pas arba esrei shana v'yom echad, yodas b'tiv masu matan mahu. What if you have a 14-year-old who knows b'tiv masu matan, a girl, can she sell karkaos that she yarshin from her father? That even though she's not 20 years old, and we learned that at less than 20 years old cannot sell nukse aviv, it could be that stafka, someone who doesn't know so much about masu matan, but this she already started a company from her laptop during class when she was 12, and now she's got a Fortune 500 company, and she knows a lot about masu matan. So can her sales be binding? So shalach lei miyodas b'tiv masu matan michamecha chumim kramemker. If we see that she's astute and that she knows what she's doing, then yeah, the chachamim were not masakein up until the age of 20 that ein memkaru memker for everybody. That was only for the average person, that you need an extra level of das in order to sell nechse aviv. So says Gemara v'lishlach le'tinok, why didn't Gidol Bar Menashe ask about a young man who's over the age of bar mitzvah? Why did he only ask about a young woman? So the Gemara says, because he knew not to ask about a young man, because ma'isa shaya kachaya, because there was a ma'isa that involved a young, he didn't ask about a young man, because ma'isa shaya kachaya, because he was asking about a halacha l'maisa situation, and it happened to have been a young woman, so that's why he asked about that. Why did he speak about a 14-year-old girl and not a 12-year-old girl? Again, because the case was about a 14-year-old girl, not a 12-year-old girl. Meaning this was a halacha l'maisa shayla. He wasn't stam talking and learning with Rava. This was an actual halacha l'maisa shayla. And again, the question whether we should be goreis the next time. So the Rashbam takes away the girsa, but the story is told as follows that involved Rava. Ha'upach ben Esrim. There was a guy who was less than 20 years old, a young man who had simanei gadlus, but was less than 20 years old. And he went and he sold his father's karkaos with the chazaka that he's yodea b'tiv masu matan, like the last story of Gidol Bar Menashe, where he said that if you're very astute and he knows what he's doing, so he's allowed to sell such things. So he did. He was selling. He sold his father's properties. So asal kameh derava, they came to Rava. The young man came to Rava to back out on the mechira, and he said, "What do you mean? I'm less than 20 years old. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just a crazy teenager. How can you let that mechira go through?" So they had to see, does he know or does he not know? Is he astute enough to make these transactions? Samarle Krove, his relatives advised him, you want to get Rava to invalidate the sale. Zil echel tamri v'shadi bekashyasa be Rava. Go eat dates and throw the pits at Rava. So he's going to think you're a lunatic, and right, he's going to think you're deranged. and then he's going to make it that your sale is not valid, because who goes to in front of a Beis Din when you really need somebody to give you a psak in your favor, and you start throwing date seeds at him? So Avir Hachi, so he went and he did that. Great idea. So Amalu, so he said to the Kuchos, Zvini Lav Zvini, our sale was not a binding sale. Ki Kukas Vile Shtara, when the Sofrim in the Beis Din of Rava were writing the Shtar of the Psak Din for that Yasom, Amrulei Lukuchos, Zil Emulei the Rava, the Lukuchos said to the Yasom, go and tell Rava something that will make you sound like a Chacham. But they really wanted Rava to understand that he was Yodea B'Tiv Masu Matan, and that is Memker is Kayim. So they told him, go tell Rava, Megillas Esther, the Megillas Esther, which is takes a long time to write, Bezuza would be sold for a Zuz, Vishtara Demar, and the Shtar Psak Din of Rava, which is a very short document, the Sofer wants Bezuza for the same Zuz. So Azal Amalei, the Yasum went and told that to Rava. So when Rava heard that, Amalu Zvini Zvini, he said his sale is binding, because I see that he's a Pikeach and that he knows B'tiv Maso Matan. So Amalei Krovei, the Krovim said to the Krovim of the Yasum said to Rava, how do you see from there that he's a Pikeach? Lukuchos Agmaruhu, the Lukuchos taught him to say that. He himself didn't know to say such a Dvar Chachma. So Amalehu, Rava said back to the Krovim, Masbi Le Savar, that when we explained to him what the meaning of what he said, he understood it. Kivin de Masbilei V'Savar, since when he, not only did he repeat the Dvar Chachma, but he was able to understand what it meant when you explained it to him, Meida Yada, so we see that he's Yodea B'Tiv Maso Matan. V'Aydavar Hachi, and the reason that he ate these tamarim and threw the garinim to Rava was not a Meisah Shtus, Chutzpe Yaseiru Huda Havabei. It was a Chutzpe Yaseira that he happened to have. Amar of Huna B'Rei D'Avshua, Le'edus Eidus, actually we'll pick up with that tomorrow, B'Hashem, with Amar of Huna B'Rei D'Avshua. Sure, but that Maisa is doing things like that, throwing garinim when he's a bar das otherwise, and what exactly his status is, that Maisa is the basis of what many of the poskim write about what they call a pesi, someone who's not a shota, but he's someone who does not have the full das. Okay, a different topic for a different time. So B'Hashem, we'll continue with there tomorrow.